Let's pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us now with thy almighty power. Our hearts inspire to see the glory of God. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. When I was a boy, my father used to feed his cattle every day during the winter. Of course, this is up north where it actually snows, right? So every morning he would get his heavy bar and he would leverage one of those large round bales into the back of his blue pickup. He would ease his way up to the top of a slope just to the east of our house, and then he would step out of the pickup right next to an outcropping of sandstone rocks. He would lift his hand to his mouth and he would begin to call, "Mbos, Mbos," and the longhorns would come swarming out of the trees, racing towards my father and his feed. And using gravity with all of his help, he would push that round bale off the back of the pickup. His broken tip pocket knife would zip through those orange twine strings that held it together. And then the round bale would begin to unroll itself down the hill, unspooling like some mammoth yo-yo, a great path of green and yellow hay from the rock to the dirt road below. And those longhorns would attack that 5-foot swath of hay. The boss cows would stand over it, hooking away any and all comers. And my father would follow along behind with his pitchfork, and he would gather the layers of hay and scatter it all across the snowy slope. Pitch full of hay for the red spotted cow, a pitchfork full of hay for the bluish-tinged cow with the twisted-down horn. In this way, my father ensured that both the bold and the weak would be able to eat. And he took his time. In between those forkfuls of hay, my father would lean on his pitchfork and just admire his cattle. He would admire the little calf running and bucking sideways down the hill. He would puzzle over the draining eye on this one, the shrunken belly of that one. He loved his cattle. He fed them. He delighted in them. They were his. And in our Old Testament reading this morning from Psalm 104, God is very much like a heavenly rancher unrolling a hay bale for all of his creatures. The psalmist sings of the Lord God, the one who feeds every beast of sea and field. The psalmist says, "All creatures look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things." With delight, the heavenly rancher steps out of his blue pickup truck and calls to the storks, to the wild mountain goats, to the sharks, the lions, the trout. "Mbos, Mbos." And all the creatures of land, sea, and sky come swarming towards him, necks stretched out, bellowing. Leviathan, the great sea monster, bucking and playing in the waves. And God feeds them. Some, of course, like the lions, the boss, straddling the feed, roaring and hooking and growling all others away. And yet the triune God follows his hay bale down the hill, forking out forkfuls to every creature. some hay for the roaring young lion, a forkful for the wild donkeys. In this way, both bold and weak can eat. He feeds them all. They look to his providing hand, and he takes his time. In between those forkfuls, he leans on his pitchfork, and he delights in all that he has made. The psalmist says, he rejoices in his works. He rejoices. He smiles at that bucking Leviathan going sideways down the hill. The psalmist sings, ah, the ships going there in the sea, and there is the Leviathan who you made to play there. God delighting in his creatures. This God, this strange God who clothes himself with light, whose dancing feet touch the hilltops and they are aflame. This God, the one who sets the moon in the sky to rule the seasons. This God, whose cloud chariot soars upon the wings of the wind. This triune God feeds and delights in his creatures. He feeds them and delights in them because they show forth his own wisdom, his own word, his own Son, Christ Jesus. The psalmist sings, how many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. And both St. Paul and St. John expound upon this topic. St. Paul says, in Christ all things were made. Things in heaven or on earth, visible, invisible, thrones, dominions, powers, whatever made, he made it. And it was made for him. He is the wisdom of God, says Paul. And St. John agrees, he is the Word, the Logos, the one, says St. John, through whom and by whom all things were made, and not a single thing was made without him, the wisdom of God. God feeds his creatures and delights in them because they show forth the outline of Christ himself, love itself. But even more so, each of these creatures show forth God's very breath of life. The air in their lungs is the Spirit of God at work within them. The psalmist sings, when you take away their spirit, they die and return to the dust. When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. God rolls out his heavenly hay bales, and he feeds all of his creatures. He delights in them because they show forth his wisdom, his logos, his Son, Jesus, and they show forth his own life, his gift of creation, new creation even. Sisters and brothers, sometimes we are so caught up in our own lives, so entranced and obsessed with our own very real problems, that we miss this vision, this sight of the heavenly rancher feeding and delighting in all that he has made. The one who stands staring in joy at the red spots on the cow, the dorsal fin on the dolphin, and the slithering of the snake. We miss sight of it because we're obsessed with ourselves. And we do have real problems. But when we see that life is not just all about us, strangely, we begin to find a little bit of comfort. When we behold that heavenly rancher concerned for all that he has made, we find that we can rest our lives in his providing hands. For if God feeds his creatures and delights in them, if he feeds even the smallest, the mouse, the sparrow, wings stretched apart, high, aloft there on the thermals, how much more he will feed and delight in us, those who bear the fullness of his image and his glory. Jesus himself said, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And yet they don't fall to the ground without your Father's will. Your very hairs are numbered. So fear not. You are worth a whole lot more than sparrows." The triune God feeds and delights in all of his creatures. And that means he feeds and delights in you. But not with a fork full of hay, an acorn for a squirrel, or maybe a small fish for a shark. No. God feeds you with his very flesh and blood. God feeds you with his very life. And that is bread to fill the belly and wine to gladden the heart. That is good news. That is gospel. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.